Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Program proudly heralds what it takes to speak visually. We have stories on everybody. She's got a story on top of a story. So the best material I find every day on the program is the material that makes something in your head go, that matters. Things that matter here on Good Day. All right, so we posted a picture of a Hearst. Well, an insignia on the back of it, and some of the comments on social media about the message that was in the picture on texting and, you know, what's going on. And yeah, it's a chuckler, but yet it still is something that is it's more than food for thought. I was also thinking, I don't know, I'm putting this together. Just stay with me for a second. All right, Jay? Hold on. You'll figure out holding the thread on. Here in a moment. Yes, holding on. So we also had a conversation about a young 12-year-old who set fire to an old mushroom farm. And why? What the heck that was all about? Okay, so I'm putting the two of these together because there's a new mushroom coffin that has been built. For those of you who want to die and be buried in the most sustainable way, the afterlife will be easier for you to grow in if you are put into a coffin that is made mostly of mushrooms. Here's what the coffin has comes from mushrooms and hemp fiber, a special mold. And it was basically, I mean, what difference at this point, right? You should be, instead of putting people... Yeah, well, this is the biggest craze. This is, now, I remember I worked in a cemetery when I was a kid digging graves. It was a wonderful experience. It was a very gravelly ground, and we didn't have a backhoe. I just dug the holes every day. It was a different hole and a different side of the hill. And I remember thinking then, and I certainly have thought now, I would never get buried in a, my mother was buried in a coffin in a vault. And she sits resting on the side of a hill overlooking the Mass Turnpike down the street from here. And I think about this all the time, and I thought about it then. But why do we put people in a coffin, and then we stick them in the ground in a cement sort of like a cellar, in a sense? You're put in the cellar with a cement barrier all around you so that the ground will not collapse when the coffin rots and your body rots. All right, there's what are we doing that for? Why? What the heck is the point of that? Anyway, so back to mushroom coffins, kind of like wooden coffins. They rot in the ground. Your body becomes, what is the old expression, ashes to ashes and dust to dust?
Dust to dust.
And that's what happens. That's why people get cremated and they throw their, you know, they cast their fate. That's what the song Cast Your Fate to the Wind is all about. Throw the ashes out into the, you know, maybe on the side of a hill, somewhere around the farm is probably where mine will get dispersed, out in the water, that kind of stuff. Maybe some people want to keep it. But anyway, the point is that these mushrooms, the biodegradable mushrooms, are being used to make coffins, and they stick them in the ground, and in a month and a half, they're gone and you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
I have told a story many times what happens on my... I have a large compost pile on the farm. And whenever anything dies on the farm, a calf or a cow or something like that, instead of digging a hole and burying the cow, we put it on the compost pile because that's the best use. Actually, it would be the best use of your body. If you could imagine, if you could get beyond thinking that you were going to be put in a compost pile, that's really the most efficient way of you being dispatched, your body being dispatched anyway, because it's going to be eaten up fast by the microbes and the worms and yada, yada. I remember my Uncle Sammy, who was my second father, he was the first person I ever knew who wanted to be cremated. And so I said to him one day, and I was just very young, I said, why do you want to be, the conversation came up, somebody in the family died and they're having him cremated. And I said, why do you want to be cremated? He says, I don't want the worms digging into me after I'm dead. Which I thought was, you know, made a lot of sense then. Mm-hmm. And maybe it does now, well, right?
And I think it also goes with family, I don't want to say family values, but family in general, because some people like to be able to go to a gravesite and visit people, where other people are like, that is, they're just not there anymore. That is an empty body. They are no longer there.
Yeah, there's no spirit there.
Yeah, and there are so many companies that do different things once you pass, where you can become a record that plays your favorite song. You can become a diamond or something like that.
Yeah.
Some people, I think they can become trees. Like, they plant them somewhere in kind of like the composting situation where,
exactly. Put the ash in the ground and stick a tree on top of it. Good fertilizer. Imagine anything else. All right, so this company that's making this mushroom coffin is called Loop Biotech. The answer for those wanting to live the full circle of life, says the fellow who founded it, Bob Hendricks, who said, he's created a t-shirt that reads, I am compost. That's what the t-shirt reads. I am compost. And apparently mushrooms are good for recycling in the planet. So for those of you who think this is cool, you can spend $1,000 for one of these coffins and take it. I'm betting that this is probably illegal most everywhere in America. But what's the difference whether you do this or whether you're in an urn? And your dust, right? It's silly. It's the whole thing about death. But, there was an ad, where was I, a couple of weeks ago, maybe one of the Los Angeles radio stations, had an ad on it. As a matter of fact, I think it might have been Jennifer's station, KRLA, had an ad for a discount funeral. This guy, for $39.95, what? I mean, I'm serious. The guy, the funeral director, is on the air. For $39.95, we'll embalm you, we'll have the service, and we'll bury you. Call Fred's Discount Coffin and Funeral Home.
Get BOGO deals.
Right. Get one for you and one for your spouse. Right. That's it. The BOGO deal. On cremation or on getting... That's great. I like that, Jay. Here's some good news. This is the story of a teenage girl who got a secret message which somebody found in a wall 48 years after it was tucked into a bottle. There's a big old house being restored outside of Peoria, Illinois. Construction worker found a message in a bottle. Now, how many times, excuse me, you hear those stories about the message in a bottle that was put into the ocean or into a lake or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this was in the wall of the kitchen, written by a 14-year-old girl back in 1975. And so now there's a lot of interest in the life of this woman. This is a woman who's now 61. Carpenter was a fellow named Dakota Moan, working in this house damaged by a fire. And, of course, they have to tear the walls down and rebuild it that way. He saw a note that had on it in this bottle, 92975, with arrows pointing to a small notch in the wood. And inside this bottle, there was a message signed by Stephanie Heron, young woman, one of the children of a railroad lineman who moved on to New York City, and she got married, and so she was shocked, apparently. She had forgotten all about the fact that she'd left that message there, and I think these sorts of things are interesting. She started the note by saying, today is September 29th, 1975. My name is Stephanie Heron. I live here with my mother, father, and Gerald Ford is president. Mrs. Lay is our neighbor. Mom is pregnant with a baby due any day. It's just a story. And so I identified with this one I saw because she writes about the Illinois Central Railroad being on the west side of the house. And as I have the story I've told them about my grandmother and grandfather living in Ashley, Illinois, on the main line of the Illinois Central, when I would visit them as a youngster, I'd go outside, I could hear the trains coming down the track, and I'd run outside because their house was almost in the backyard of the main line of the Illinois Central. And so I'd go out every day when I was visiting there to see the city of New Orleans. The train that starts in Chicago goes to New Orleans every day, still does. And the engineer would blow the whistle, and the conductor would be in the end car waving. It was just very romantic, very just cool for a six-year-old kid.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
The Dell Technologies Back to School event is on, with deals on top tech for class, hobbies, and more. Now, when you buy, you support a cause. With every eligible purchase, Dell will donate to UNICEF in support of GIGA, a UNICEF ITU global initiative to connect schools across the globe to the Internet. Accidental damage protection included. Get rare deals on select laptops and desktops powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Save now at Dell.com/deals. UNICEF does not endorse any company, brand, product, or service.
All right, 18 after and then some on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. You know, I was looking at the scare tactics of the media, and not only the national media, local media as well, when it comes to this new heiress COVID variant, Jay. That is a very serious problem. Well, is it really? Or is that just somebody extremely interested in scaring the hell out of you? It is not severe. It is just another variant, like there have been many variants.
Well,
so,
and just like all the other variants, they hit people completely differently.
Yep, exactly. So don't let people scare you. We'll talk about that this week with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on his Hour of Good Day Health. Dr. Ken and I get together every week. We cover a number of topics. As a matter of fact, the podcast that's up now at GoodDayShow.com, GoodDayHealthShow.com, discussion of alcoholic beverages and what they can do to your hypertension quotient, that sort of thing. Also, Ken has in this podcast, in this download, 5 warning signs of alcohol addiction. And then there are things that we talk about with regard to your blood pressure, because he's a cardiologist, so you can eat a lot of strawberries, for example. That lowers your blood pressure. You hear all of that stuff, both in the download and our weekend focus, which, as I said, this week will be on COVID, at least in part. Doug Steffen here with Jay at 21 after the hour.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. It happens to be the 16th of August. We'll talk about that with regard to Elvis in a few moments here on Good Day. Right now in our focus is another great musician, not perhaps as great, but certainly has had impact over the course of his career, and that's Lionel Richie, who apparently had a problem with a concert. And so we're going to talk about what went wrong. What went wrong? Brought to you, by the way, by Progressive Insurance. Insurance that you can get for your motorcycles, your boats, RVs, cars, you name it, they'll protect it. See how much you can save by dialing 800-PROGRESSIVE, or you can go online to progressive.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Come on and sing it all.
It's a good song. You like Lionel Richie, Jay?
Yeah, he's pretty good. Lionel, he's... Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah. Yeah, they're a good combo. Yes, okay. So, apparently, Lionel Richie was a little bit late for his concert on Monday.
It was a couple days late. The concert was supposed to happen on Saturday. Right. The weather kept him from flying in, so they postponed it to Monday. Yeah. And there was already a show scheduled for Monday in Connecticut, which they've moved to Wednesday.
So, in that circumstance, imagine the people with the tickets and how they got their comeuppance, if you will. It was supposed to begin at one point in time, as you said, in New York, was it 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock? And he was still in the air. He was in an airplane someplace. He apologized 1,000 times for having to make the change, but it really was. People who get upset about this sort of thing under these conditions need to calm down and get a life, because this was not anything that he could do anything about.
Well, it's okay to be upset when in certain circumstances, because it's not always just a concert that's down the street from your house. A lot of people travel. Like, some people probably traveled into New York to spend the weekend, and now, like, specifically for the show, now they're out the travel expenses, hotel, and then they probably can't even attend the Monday concert because they have to get back to work. So it's okay to still be frustrated, but things will still happen, and it's a safety measure. He said that he tried to even bribe the pilot to fly, and the pilot was like, I want to be able to see my wife tomorrow. The answer is absolutely not. We are not flying in this weather, in these conditions. And so he just kind of pushed everything back, moved the Connecticut show back a couple days, this New York show. He just moved back a couple days, and he even addressed it and was like, I understand. A lot of people were upset, and I am so sorry it was out of my control, but we are going to make up for it. We're going to give you a crazy good show. And he did, and for everybody who was able to make it, it was a great show.
So how did they the Earth, Wind and Fire part of it, how did they still perform for the audience in that night, or because Lionel couldn't go because the combo tour with the two?
It was completely scrapped for Saturday and pushed to Monday, so they did the full concert a couple of days later.
Right. So that's it. The interesting thing about I just saw that one of my favorite groups of all time, Tavares, which is a Massachusetts group. They have such great, there's something about them. And I don't go to many concerts, and certainly not by myself much, but I'm going to go to this one. And if you're all hyped up about going, you're all excited about going, and you can't go, it's kind of upsetting. So anyway, all worked out okay. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Fear of noises. You know, we live in a high decibel society, one where the average street sounds are amplified 100 times by the hullabaloo of traffic, rock music, portable radios, people yelling, and dozens of other noises. To a dog or cat's keen sense of hearing, everything seems even louder and more strident. A pet who is scared at the age of 3 months by the sound of a car backfiring may always shy away from cars if nothing is done to make them feel that cars are okay, especially if they get a chance to spend much time around them. It's not just cars, of course. The number of unusual noises a pet may hear and fear in his life are considerable. Thunderstorms, firecrackers, Harley Davidsons can all trigger. Cap guns, sirens, this could all make your dog react. So here's what I recommend that you do. Now, thank good for the technology of the internet, you can download all the different sounds that your puppy or kitten will be exposed to, play them in a gradual volume, very low, and over a period of time increase it gradually till your dog or cat doesn't react, and you'll all be fine. Next time.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is facing criminal conspiracy charges in Georgia related to his alleged efforts to overturn the state's 2020 election results. Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis said Trump has until noon Eastern next Friday to voluntarily surrender. President Biden says Hawaii will have everything it needs from the federal government to recover from the devastating wildfires.
And that'll get aid into the hands of people who desperately need it, who have lost their loved ones, who have lost their homes, their livelihoods, who have been damaged and destroyed.
While speaking from Milwaukee, Biden said he plans to visit Hawaii as soon as he can without getting in the way of search and rescue efforts. An attorney for Hunter Biden is withdrawing from representing the president's son in his tax case. Christopher Clark asked a federal judge today for permission to withdraw from the case because he could now be called as a witness in future proceedings due to a plea agreement that fell apart. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Hey guys, it's Jen, one in on the action. Call the Doug line right now, 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-DOUG.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up.
That's probably one of the best examples of Elvis and the variety of tonal things that he approached with such aplomb. Is that how you look at for a sentence?
He really was the king.
He was. Elvis Presley passed away on this date, 1977. And for the last three or four days here on Good Day, as sort of a run-up to this day, in which we talk a whole lot about him and what he did, his releases, his family. We do this on January 8th, too, because that's his birthday. But there's something about Elvis that we all find There's something there that we can hear, that we touch. This kid, he had nothing. His family had nothing. And then he realized that he liked to sing, and he was good at it. So he went over to Sun Records in his hometown, and as they say, the rest is history. He had a lot of personality, that's for sure. Colorful clothing, the girls loved him, his hair, all of that stuff. And then when he started to perform in public in 1954, with the first song he ever did was That's All Right, Mama, which was for his mother. It was always clear that he and his mother were very connected, very close.
Mm-hmm.
He had a twin brother that died at childbirth, and I don't know when he first learned that, but I think he felt very protective of his mother. And so, you know, all of the things that he would always credit his mother. And you could tell that there was a great relationship, even when he went off into the service. I remember him, frankly, for shows like the Ed Sullivan Sunday Night Variety program. And the audience, the girls screaming. Oh, my God. Scream, scream, scream. And he'd move his hips around. And Ed Sullivan went out of his way because a lot of critics were on to Elvis and his gyrations. And Ed Sullivan would always say, he had him on his program all the time, Jay, and he would always say he was a nice boy. He was really very polite, a real gentleman. And I think he had three or four performances before he went into the Army. And then when he came back from the Army, the first stop he made was on Ed Sullivan's Sunday night program. And then he went into movies and all sorts of things that all were great. He wasn't a great actor by any stretch of the imagination, but he had a lot of...
people like to watch him on screen, and he had enough of that presence that...
Yeah, he had...
And so many of his songs that were such hits came from a lot of these movies.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's one of the things that we kind of like about that. So he passed away on this date in 1977. There are all kinds of stories about it. I don't know that it's important.
Well, it really is a sad story because it's a conversation on the opioid addiction of prescription pills, too. He unfortunately had a drug addiction, and it wasn't like he was getting these street drugs or anything. They were all prescribed from his doctor, who was also implicated in his death because of these prescriptions. Apparently, at one point, his doctor prescribed over 12,000 pills in the last 20 months of Elvis's life.
Sounds like Michael Jackson, in a manner of speaking.
That's who I thought of, too,
the king of pop and the king of rock. And Elvis's daughter, as most people remember, Lisa Marie, was married to Michael Jackson, I think, for 3 years at some point in time. But this was after Elvis had passed away. So let's fast forward or backward to 1968, when the political world, the assassinations, the racial strife in our country, tearing us apart. The last thing anybody was asking for was Elvis in a TV special, but he'd been off for a couple of years. So then NBC got him to do a comeback special called The Singer Presents Elvis. The sponsor was the sewing machine, Singer Sewing Machine. And then it was one of the first TV shows to ever be on in color, which was very, very important and very interesting, another attraction. He was 33 at the time. I kind of think about Austin Butler in that black leather suit as he portrayed Elvis in the movie. And now there's this documentary, Reinventing Elvis, the 68 Comeback, which is, I think, a streamer, isn't it, on Paramount Plus? Looks at the moment. There are lots of, I've watched on the plane any number of times, bits and pieces, and the whole thing from that show, and the Hawaii show as well. They were great. Elvis was very nervous when he started performing early on, and then after he'd been gone for a couple of the 68 comeback, he was also pretty nervous. And he said, I forgot all the song lyrics. And so they had a jam session with all of his friends, and that sort of brought it all back to him. The fact that he had that black leather suit on was not an accident. Apparently it was inspired by Marlon Brando in The Wild One. Apparently, you can see that Elvis, like, he was obsessed with Marlon Brando, and I didn't know that. He had a, remember that, well, you probably don't remember the movie The Wild One. Brando was the star as a motorcycle gang member in that movie. He had that leather jacket. I remember my mother said to me once, when we passed some, probably was in the, would have been the late 50s, so I would have been, let's see, I was probably 12 years old. My mother said when we went by a group of fellas that were, oh, the hair was all slicked back and they had on black leather jackets and they were riding motorcycles around. She said, if you ever come home or if you ever look like that, don't come home. That was, you know.
No.
So that was a clear message. So I loved Elvis after that. Man, listen, I want to be just like him. Although I never let my hair, my mother didn't let my hair grow that long. I never had a leather jacket, but I certainly loved his old hits and his songs. And anyway, it's just it's a very, the whole thing, the whole life and times of him. Anyway, the documentary about Elvis talks about his being in Hollywood, nobody really recognizing him.
Towards his later years, yeah. If he went out and about and he wasn't in his usual garb and made up, people had no idea that they were standing right next to Elvis Presley.
Yep. He was very, he was a very sweet guy. He was a very helpful guy, gave away a lot of his money. And so when we talk about him today, because he passed away on this date in 1977, as Jay was saying, with the 46 years since he died, there are lots of people who have talked about the channel. They have an Elvis channel on Sirius XM, and there are two. George Klein, who was very close to Elvis, was on that channel for a long time until he passed away a year or so ago. But they have archives galore of interviews that George Klein did with Elvis and the members of his family. And then there's the fast-forward emphasis on Lisa Marie, who was born, I think, in 1968, wasn't she? Yeah, that was with And so she had certainly a very strong influence on his life. He on her and her on him, it seemed. And then she passed, what was it, last year? When did she die? She had the same thing. She had a heart attack. But was she on drugs? I've forgotten what
she herself had battled with addiction. And then she had also lost her son. When did Riley Keough had a brother, and I can't remember when he died.
Yeah, yeah. It was earlier on, though, I think. So anyway, he was at home. His girlfriend at the time was Ginger Alden. That was one of the other things that was interesting about Lisa. I'm sorry, not Lisa, but Priscilla and Elvis. They stayed close no matter who they were with.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, didn't we talk a month or so ago about Elvis listening on the phone when Priscilla was in the sack with...
With Robert Kardashian.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yep. So Elvis and his legacy, that's what's really important here now. The music... the vibes that you get when anybody says Elvis, you know, nobody confuses him. Although I don't know Elvis Duran. He's a popular radio personality. I don't know.
Oh, my other thought, I mean, he went to Costello, Elvis Costello.
Yeah, that's true. Yep. So, you know, it's not a common name. And people always think that Elvis was the first Elvis. And whether the others were named for him, Elvis Duran, I think, is in his early 60s. So would that have been possible? Maybe. I don't know. Maybe that's not important. I don't know anybody named Elvis. Do you? I know nobody named. And when I hear Elvis, all I think about is...
Yeah, I mean, not personally, but...
No. Yeah, right. So anyway, the fans are still there. The supporters are still there. The activity, the legacy at Graceland and the things that go on in Memphis and the movies that are all over the place, you know, all the time. That estate, as we were talking about with the passing of Lisa Marie and all of the hoopla about Riley Keough, I think I talked about her because of the article that was in Vanity Fair this month about her. She now controls the Elvis Presley estate, even though Priscilla sort of runs it still.
Mm-hmm.
And they,
well, she's the one that turned Graceland into the museum it is.
Yeah, right, exactly. One of the things that's most eerie about it is to be able to walk in. Have you ever been to Graceland?
I haven't, no.
All right. For those of you who have been there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. When you walk around to the back, there was an addition put on to Graceland for all of the records, the memorabilia, the radio studio is in there, that, you know, that sort of thing that was sort of brushed up and brought up to modern times. But there's so many musical memories in there. And then you go out the back door and you can see the crypt. It's like a little burial plot where his mother's buried. There's a brass covering to that. His father, he's there with them. I don't know whether his brother that died stillborn, I can't remember whether he's there or not, whether they put him there, but that's where everybody in the family wants to be buried. And so it makes sense. I remember on the 25th anniversary of Elvis's passing, Lisa Marie paid tribute to him with a recording in which she said, quote, "I wanted you to know that I haven't forgotten. You made me. I love you. You're still lovely. You were lovely then."
Mm-hmm.
And so there was that stuff that she didn't know her father.
She was nine. She did. She was aware of what was going on. She was nine when he died.
Yeah, right. So every year today, or if you'd been there last night, you would have seen the candlelight vigil. 30,000 people usually come up every year from all around the country to participate just because of the, you know, this guy, his aura was so unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, those of you who are, in a manner of speaking, friends of Elvis, I'm a fan and I feel like I'm a friend too. I feel like I knew the guy, right? So we remember fondly the music, the times, and the life of Elvis Presley today. It's 48 after the hour on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Let's welcome Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin, to talk to you about how to lose weight. Some people want to lose weight quickly.
It is not a quick fix product. There are no drugs. There's no stimulants. There's nothing in it that is going to make you feel like I'm going to lose this weight quickly. It's going to take some time for it to get into your system and work. Now, within the first couple of days to weeks of taking the product, you're going to be sleeping better. That's the first thing everybody says is, wow, I cannot believe how good I'm sleeping.
What's the deal at the moment is we're in the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer?
We've got the dog days of summer sale going on. So it's discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you need to lose 5 pounds or 135 pounds, it's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com or call us toll free 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And when you check out, use the discount code Doug, DOUG, and you get free shipping. You'll find that at toploss.com. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, it's new material time here on Good Day. The 53 mark, 53 after the hour, we have found our way into the food, farm, and family business. Foodfarmfamily.com is where a lot of this information gets posted, so you get that. You have a little podcast of what we're talking about here every day as well at foodfarmfamily.com. So here's a news release from the state of Hawaii, Department of Health there, alerting residents to a voluntary recall by Unilever of its Knorr brand soup mixes, the Supa soup mix products. Product is being recalled because it may have egg allergens not listed on the label. So if you have an allergy to, or sensitivity, I guess, to eggs, you may run the risk of a serious life-threatening allergic reaction if you eat some of these soups. You can, you know, get the same. You get hives, nasal congestion, a runny nose, sneezy, cramps, nausea, yucca bunga.
No, yeah, anaphylactic shock. Like
egg allergy.
There's the intolerance, which is uncomfortable and inconvenient. Then the severe allergy, where it's like, oh, stay away from it. It'll send you to the hospital.
Yeah. So, let's see. If you have purchased, this is the usual stuff. Bring anything that you have that's from Knorr, K-N-O-R-R. I used to mix their soups, like mushroom soups and stuff, with other things, but I haven't for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that it's not my cup of tea anymore, but some people, listen, obviously they're popular enough. Most people know that brand. So anything that you have, I would take no chances. I'd just bring it all back to the store and say, I want my money back. It was first discovered in Hawaii, but if it's a problem there, it's not made in Hawaii. It's made in the mainland. So the chances are this thing could have been distributed here, there, and everywhere. So anything you've got from Knorr, I would suggest you bring it back. That would be my idea. All right, let's see what else. This story from Dallas, where James Collins is at our main studio. fellow is sentenced to a year and a half in jail. He pled guilty to scamming a summer food program out of millions of dollars. Good God. Michael Munson, who founded the Heloise Munson Foundation, a nonprofit, was indicted, pled guilty to conning the Department of Ag, their summer food program, out of $2.5 million. So he's been sentenced. What he did, should I tell people this? Give people ideas if I tell them what he did? Maybe I shouldn't tell them what he did, right? Because people get ideas.
Well, he got caught. They'll get caught, too.
Okay, so here we go. Thank you for the encouragement. He admitted that he inflated meal counts for summer food sites. His foundation was serving to help people out, but he inflated the number so that he could get more help from the government. He paid somebody $75,000, as a matter of fact, to create a fake invoice from a fake company suggesting the foundation had bought produce, but they didn't. He says he provided $2.5 million meals to children in need, but actually less than a million meals. So this is kind of he was doing a good thing, but he was a crook.
He's a scumbag, yeah.
Right. Helping people.
For those he was helping, he was helping them, but he was also, doing some not so great stuff.
Nope. All right, here's a warning to you. I don't know how you avoid this sort of thing. A lot of people on the farm and folks who like to go to contest tractor pulls, that sort of thing. Mother, at the age of 33, got hit in the neck over the weekend by a projectile watching this tractor pull at a Pennsylvania fair. She was watching the pull at the Union County West End Fair. She was seated watching the event, hit in the neck by a piece of exhaust that came dislodged and ejected from the tractor.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something. There are tractor
poles. Horrifying accident.
Oh yeah, but the tractor poles are kind of. People have asked me many, many times, do I have any tractors and I use them in the tractor pull? I don't like tractor pulls because I think they're dangerous in general. It's two tractors pulling against each other. The chain snaps or whatever. Who knows? Could break. I've seen over the years tractors turn upside down over onto people. I don't even understand why people are so fascinated. They're very dangerous. So those of you who say, he's just poo-pooing. Here's the story of a three-year-old boy who took himself on a field trip to McDonald's. This is a viral video. The mother of this three-year-old shared the story. It was the baby was asleep somehow or other. Woke up from the nap, and the mother found out he wasn't in the front yard. And when they tried to find him, they found that he had walked up the street to a McDonald's. Or I guess it was across the street.
He was hungry and thought he'd help himself.
Right. At 3 years old. God bless us. Okay, safe. All right, 59 after here.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.